From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The U.S. is reported to have concluded that North Korea has successfully built a miniaturized nuclear warhead it could fit inside its missiles in what could be a major weapons breakthrough for the reclusive nation. U.S. President Donald Trump had strong words for Pyongyang.
North Korea best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
However, Congressman Elliot Engel, the top Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, said President Trump pushed too far with his fire and fury comment. North Korea says it is examining its plans for attacking Guam, though that statement may have been pre-prepared. South African President Jacob Zuma has thanked supporters after surviving a vote of no confidence in parliament. He has survived previous attempts, but this was the first secret ballot. VOA's Philip Alexio.
Zuma is attacking what he calls, quote, propaganda through the media that the ANC is no longer supported by the people. They will realize in 2019 when we win in a big number once again. Anger over numerous allegations of corruption against Zuma has caused some within the ruling African National Congress to call for the president to step aside. Dozens of ANC members in parliament supported the no-confidence motion.
The ANC is expected to replace Zuma as party leader when it meets in December. A strong earthquake occurred at around 9:20 p.m. local time near the Jiuzhai Valley in China. The quake has killed 5 tourists and injured 63 other people and caused power to be cut and phone networks to be knocked out. This is VOA News. The government-backed assembly that is recasting Venezuela's political system appears to be literally taking the place of the opposition-controlled Congress. VOA's Andrew Palcheski.
Delegates to the Constitutional Assembly on Tuesday were filing into the stately dome chamber where Congress normally meets, and did as recently as Monday. In 2 previous sessions, the 545-member assembly met in an adjacent, smaller building. The change appears to foreshadow that Congress itself could be the next target of the assembly, which has been given powers over all other branches of government.
Government officials have said the assembly should strip lawmakers of their immunity from prosecution, a move intended to hold them accountable for allegedly stirring violence in 4 months of anti-government protests that have left more than 120 people dead and hundreds or more injured or detained. Directly contradicting President Donald Trump, a draft report produced by 13 federal agencies concludes that the United States is already feeling the negative impacts of climate change, with a stark increase in the frequency of heat waves, heavy rains, and other extreme weather over the past 4 decades. Michael Beiseker from the Associated Press puts the report into context.
The purpose of this report is not to break new ground so much as to say what the current state of climate science is. It's a summary. And that assessment is what climate scientists have been saying for years now, which is, you know, we are quickly approaching a point where if we don't stop putting carbon in the atmosphere, we're going to pass kind of a point of no return, of increasingly dire consequences for humanity. And this report says that's happening even faster than was predicted in the past.
Trump and his cabinet have expressed public doubts that the warming is being primarily driven by man-made carbon pollution and will have serious consequences for Americans. Police in 3 countries arrested 17 people on Tuesday and seized nearly 2 tons of drugs in connection with what Australian authorities say was an effort by organized crime groups to transport large amounts of drugs into Australia. Neil Guggen, Australian Federal Police Assistant Commissioner.
We have stopped in excess of 1.8 tonnes of MDMA, 136 kilograms of cocaine, and 15 kilograms of methamphetamine, which was destined from Australia.
The drugs are worth around $640 million. The Israeli military says a rocket fired from the Gaza Strip struck an open area outside the coastal city of Ashkelon, causing no injuries or damage. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the rocket launch. Israel has seen occasional rocket fire from the Gaza Strip in 3 years since its last war with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. From Washington, D.C., I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.